Yo, welcome back. You listen to the Future of Sports Talk Radio. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. It's your boy King Cooley on the mic, and you know the vibes. You know who I'm with. No white mic this week. I bet he went to St. Patrick's Day and got hammered and still can't show.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. But my A1 from day one is definitely in the building. Hollow Point. What's up, my boy?
What up, man? What up?
What's going on with you, man?
Good, man. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day for everybody who participated.
Right.
To all my kinfolk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had a blast, man. We went downtown, saw the parade and everything. It was cool. It's no night mobile parades, but it was still cool.
You know, you kind of get spoiled on those mobile parades.
You do. I didn't realize it until I
right. This is a parade.
I felt a little bougie. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, y'all even throw parade. Nothing.
Oh. People just wave.
Yeah. What are you? It's not, well, the way it was, like people
at a parade.
Like
this is a possession.
Yeah, I feel like this is a doggone commercial. This is a long, long commercial. People advertising their businesses. That's all this is.
Parade. Ain't nobody throwing a damn thing.
Yeah. There were spots where there was no music at all. Like, what is this?
Oh hell nah.
Yeah, I would have crossed the street.
I would have crossed the street.
That was a little bougie.
Yeah, it's over. Well, it's not over. What do you mean? It's not over. All right.
But other than that, everything's all good, man.
That's good. That's what's up, bro. And of course, Horace. My man Horace. What's up, my boy? What's going on over there?
Man, you know, grinding, you know, gym life, kids, same old, bro. Just trying to make these TikTok videos, trying to find time anyway, trying to find time. Boy, I've been bogged down here the past, 2-3 months, I feel like, at this point. But, you know, man, just living, man, trying to get money, trying to enjoy life, brother.
Mm-hmm. So, like, with you brought up the TikToks. With the TikToks, man, they're pretty, you get kind of heated in them.
Oh yeah, anime.
Dude, like so, I love them too, right? So, do you normally do that like in the moment? You get that news and you just go right to TikTok and you do that.
Yeah. Those gonna always hit. You know, they gonna always hit when I put a little motion in it. Yeah. You know, it was something I knew I was good at with my last job, honestly, bro. And I used to get kind of like a little frustrated with my teams, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I noticed I talk to them a certain way and that, you know, they tighten up, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I have a gift of getting people's attention, you know? So like, I'm gonna use that. And I be for real heated though for a lot of
times. Oh yeah. No, dead ass. I already know.
I just remember, man, I don't remember which one it was, but you would start popping off and I was like, man, fuck that dude, man. Boy, you know, I had to calm down. I was like, man, that's horrid. Calm down.
Because I already know Horace. This is why it's part of the reason I brought him on, wanted to bring him on the show because like, you know, he's one of the passionate fans, shows a lot of emotions, and that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great for this. Horace and I have had words before on Facebook. I don't think we've been like whatever, but I'm like, you know what? Let me put him on this show. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's always good to do.
It's always great. Yeah, it's always good to have that verbal sparring back and forth, you know, with somebody, and that's why this guy's on the show. Mm-hmm. So appreciate you.
Happy
being
to be here, fellas. Appreciate y'all inviting me, bro.
Yes. How about you, man? How was your weekend?
Man, the weekend, blah. I mean, it was cool. Like, I hung out with my family on Saturday. We were supposed to do some thing with Johnny. He had a soccer tournament, but that got canceled. So we ended up going out. I forgot where we go?
White Point.
And that was pretty. It was a beautiful view. And we sat there. We ate burgers and did some shots of tequila and yeah, it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. St. Patty's Day, I really didn't feel right being around people. So like I mean, Pearl reluctantly allowed me to stay behind. And I kind of just chilled around the house and got my mind ready for the work week. So yeah. You have one of those stressful jobs. You got to get mentally prepared for that shit. But it be that way. That's what I've been up to. But I'm glad to be back here to do another episode of Truth Be Told Sports Podcast with you guys. It's this shit's therapeutic for me. So, you know, that's why I fuck with it all the time. But for the listeners, we have a jam-packed show lined up for you guys. We're going to talk a little bit about the course, the March Madness tournament is coming up. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a lot of the NFL. We had a big week in the NFL free agency. So we're going to talk about that. What else? I don't know. We're going to talk about those things. Also, my game. I'm going to review MLB The Show towards the end of this show because I have to. I love that game. I'll give you my review of MLB The Show towards the end. But right now, at this point, I like to hand it over to Hollow Point, and he's going to let you know let us know where you find us on the socials. So Hollow Point, do your thing.
Oh, thanks a lot, King Hooley, and thanks to everybody for once again tuning in to the Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. As always, you can find us on all your social platforms. Well, most, a good majority of them. Find us on our Facebook. We have a group there. We also have a page there, the Truth Be Told Sports Podcast page. We also have a group there, which is Truth Be Told Sports. You can also find us on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube, which now we are uploading both shorts and video and long form videos in there. So check us out. Make sure you subscribe and like and share it off of YouTube. We're also on X, formerly known as Twitter. And don't forget the TikTok. We're on the TikTok as well. And not only are we on there as Truth Be Told Sports, we also each have our own TikToks individually on there. So you follow us on Truth Be Told Sports Podcast, but also follow us individually. That's Horace Jr., that's Hollow Point, and that's King Hooley. All right, so hit us up. All the socials, you want to send us a message, let us know how great we are or how much we're terrible. Either way, hit us there, and we definitely appreciate it. So once again, once we get our website back up, it will be www.truthbetoldsportspodcast.com. Back to you.
I like to think of our website as a car that's sitting in front of my grandma's house.
It's what it is. It's in the yard. It's in the yard.
It's in the yard. It's got to be worked on.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a carburetor on, all right? So I promise you guys. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to get it. I just
got to be talking about this goddamn website one more time.
One more time. All right. There's no white mic this week, so unfortunately there is no white mic trivia show. So I guess we can just hop into our show.
Let's get it.
As I said before, the March Madness tournament. Both men's and women's are about to start, kickoff. Are you guys surprised by any of the any teams that made it that you think shouldn't have made it?
I would say I'm not surprised, to be honest with you. If you can't, the first thing I'll say, it's 68 chance. If you can't get in there in 68, do you really deserve to be in there? You know what I mean? Like, you're fighting over, I didn't make the at large bid of the, it's what, 25 at large bids?
Right.
Like, I'm not a big fan of, I like how they're doing it, how they're trying to open it up to give it. Everybody a shot, last in, first out, all that. But as far as seeing who got left out, I'm just like, are you gonna make that much of an impact if you get in, or are you just there to say you were there and get blown out? So it's just, gotcha. I looked at the who made it and who people said should have made it, and I'm just like, I don't feel any kind of way about it. I'm like, I think they got it good enough that you're going to get the product that you was going to get no matter if they were in or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not up in arms that like Pittsburgh didn't make it, you know, but they were a good enough team that probably should have been.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
What say you, Horace?
Yeah, man. I kind of feel the same way. I don't feel like anybody was, I would say, holes or anything. I would say I don't like some of the brackets and how, you know, like some of the brackets are like way harder than others. And that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't be happy. But I do think they need to try to figure out a way to even it out more, especially when you're doing things like sending, you know, I know the state of Alabama has Auburn, UAB, and Alabama in a tournament, and all three are in a corner of the Northeast, you know.
We're in Spokane, bro.
Yeah.
We're in Spokane.
And I'm not here to defend Auburn, but you know, they won
the tournament.
Congratulations. You go to the
4 seed. Spokane.
Welcome to Spokane, you know.
That's crazy.
So like if you're gonna just send teams anywhere, they should do a better job of evening out a little bit. Because it just does not look even out at all. Like I don't really understand. I think they're trying to maybe find more upsets. It is the NCAA. They're not to be trusted. So who knows what they're doing?
Well, especially with the number of teams they got out of the Midwest this year, they should have been in the daggone Spokane. Like they shouldn't have to. You know what I'm saying? That's a long way to travel.
Yeah,
like I still like being in the military, being stationed at Fort Lewis. Mm-hmm. When I told my family I was being stationed at Fort Lewis, it's like I told them I was going to space. You know what I mean? It was like, where you going next? Mm. Oh, I'm going to Fort Lewis, Washington State. Like D.C.? No. Mm.
Washington State.
England. Oh, like by Alaska. right? Bro, you going to come up and visit me? They're like, no, that's too far for me.
Bro, that flight, it take an action too, bro. Yeah. It take an action, bro.
Yeah.
Last time I was up that way, yeah, I was down for like two.
Well, that minutes. Was the funny thing is when my family said that to me, I was like, I get it. I get it. It's far. Because so like imagine a whole team wanting to advance in the rounds and like, all right, good job winning your tournament. Now take your ass to Spokane, Washington and win two more before you had to go all the way to Brooklyn and beat UConn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's
crazy. A lot of traveling. Yeah. That's a lot of traveling. Yeah,
just miles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like that. You mentioned the bracket itself, like the layout of it. Who do you think has the toughest, or let's just rate the region. Let's rate each region.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
I can go first.
You want to go ahead? Go ahead.
All right. I got you. So of course the East, you know, they got UConn, San Diego State, Auburn, Duquesne, Washington State, which is damn good. Like that, Iowa State.
It's stacked.
That's death row. And then you got probably next, I'm probably going to have to go with Houston, the South region. Because you got a really good, sneaky good Nebraska and A&M team. Both of those teams are really sneaky good. They had a lot of losses, but they're solid. You got Duke in that region. You got Kentucky in that region, and you got Florida in that region. So that's gonna be number two for me.
You're sleeping on Marquette, man.
Oh yeah, James Madison.
Yeah, James. Oh, the Lord have mercy. Yeah, that's a Cinderella potential. Right
yeah.
There. And then I'm probably gonna go. It's a toss up, really. The Midwest or the West. Neither one of those to me are just terribly strong. I guess I would have to give like the little edge to North Carolina in the West because you got St. Mary's over there. You got Michigan State over there. You got Daytona over there. Arizona. So I would put West third and Midwest fourth.
Midwest fourth.
Yeah, Purdue.
Gonzaga. Kansas.
Sanford, man, it's 4 teams from Alabama in the tournament.
Sanford, you got UAB, Auburn, and Alabama.
Yep.
Man. Dang,
we do basketball too.
We do all that shit. Yeah,
that's what's up.
We still ain't rooting for the Crimson Tide though. No.
If I had to rank them, I would probably go South as the hardest.
Yeah.
Looking at it, man, I'm like, Texas A&M is tough. Because Houston ain't got no easy road. You got Duke on there, Duke in there. You got even Florida. You got, of course, you got Marquette, which ain't no punk. But even Florida's a good team. And Kentucky,
real
Kentucky
good.
Kentucky is all offense all the time.
All the time.
So I think that's pretty tough. And then, as like we talked about the East with UConn, you got freaking Auburn's in there. You got Illinois. You got Iowa State, who just won the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
So then Washington State is probably going to be a little under the radar. But I don't see them going too far, but they play tough.
Yeah, gotcha.
I've seen a couple of their games. Is, you know, staying up late at night, I'd watch it. But I would rate them East at number two. I would say the Midwest probably be the third. I just don't see it. I honestly, I would say Midwest just strictly because Tennessee and Texas. I think, and also, no one talks about Oregon a lot. I like Oregon as the 11th seed to come out. Fun fact, the coach has never lost in the first round. So fun fact of that. Little factoid. You know what I'm saying? And then, but Purdue on that one. And then finally the we'll call it the North Carolina bracket, the West. I look at it and I'm just like, I get it.
I don't know, man. I picked just North Carolina to take this to win the West, but Arizona in that is in that bracket too, man. And I think they're the number two team.
They're number two, yeah.
They are tough.
Yeah,
Arizona is really tough. So if they can, like if they would be the person like up to goddamn, I can't talk. Can upset North Carolina? It would, if anybody would upset North Carolina, it would be Arizona. I'm sorry, it took me a while to get all that shit out.
Words are tough, dude. This one.
Words are tough. For me. But that's what I pick with that, man. That's kind of crazy. But my rate is pretty similar to yours. The South is like the toughest region, in my opinion, right now. But I mean, the East can contend because like you have like you say, we have Auburn, you have UConn, you have, you know, Illinois, Washington State's another team that's going to be scary. Yeah. And of course, Iowa State.
Yeah, man. I didn't notice how good they were until, you know, I started watching them. And that's why I like watching the conference tournaments, because like if you try to watch them during the year, like regular season, not saying that they don't take it seriously or anything, but it's like usually the conference tournament is where you see it all come out.
Right.
You know what I mean, the angst, all the lose and go home kind of, you know,
urgency,
desperation. Yeah. You see all of that. And so people usually on their P's and Q's. So it's always good basketball, the conference on. So I think now you're going to see some real good basketball. Certain games are still going to be trash. Don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But like a couple of games I watched Iowa State, they were dominant. They were, they rebound, they defend, they shoot the ball decent. I like what I saw with them, so I got them going pretty far.
Okay, and then number for the third, definitely the Midwest. A lot of people, Purdue, man. A lot of people sleeping on Purdue. I feel like a lot of people sleeping on Purdue.
No, not really, but kind of.
I mean, boring, if you, exactly. That was the next thing I was about to say. If people watch it, they're boring, but then you look up, they're up by 10 points on you.
It's like watching the Spurs, man.
Back in the day. And then you have, and a lot of people are talking about like Gonzaga, because Gonzaga, I don't know what they do during the regular season. I have no clue. But when they get in that tournament, it's like they play a different
style. They juice up, man.
It's every time. I have no clue what's going on with them. But you got Texas, you got Tennessee, Coach. And then you have the West with North Carolina, and then you got Arizona at the bottom. I mean, Alabama's in there, but I mean they're going to get past Charleston, I believe, and I think they'll probably play St. Mary's will give them running for the money.
With Alabama, they can't really shoot, though.
Right.
Their problem is just not consistently.
They can shoot.
They can shoot sometimes. I'm not gonna go there.
No.
They was like,
I just got on this podcast.
Don't do that.
What?
So what you talking about? I was talking about shooting in the barrel.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
It was like watching Mississippi State play. Mississippi State got one dude who could shoot beyond the beyond 3-point line, and they literally run plays to get him to shoot threes. The rest is just getting rebounds and putbacks. That's their whole offense. That was their whole offense. They play physical, push you around, offensive rebound, rebound, and putback. That's it.
They got them football players out there.
That's it. That's they go to the. I feel like they go to the weight room. They see who pushing up the most weight, see testing his athletic ability, and say, "All right, get you a jersey.
Get your jersey. It don't matter.
I can play basketball. I can play basketball. Yeah.
We'll show you. Sure can. Don't worry about it.
You sure can. Come on. I'll get you an ice cream cone. After.
Like, I just need athletes with an F. You know?
So, hey, my next question, all right? We have, as the number one seeds, we have Purdue, we have North Carolina. In the West, in the East, there's UConn, and then in the South, Houston, and like I said, Purdue would be Midwest. Which one of these number one seeds are going to get bounced out early?
Purdue.
Thor says Purdue. Why? Because they're boring?
No, because they brought back the same team that got the worst loss in NCAA history. Nah, they're gonna be fired up for one. They're gonna be whoever they play this first game is gonna get thrashed. but they are not gonna let that happen again. I'll tell you right now. They're not gonna let that happen again. But you have to either Purdue or North Carolina, because I feel like UConn and Houston, they're just two veteran teams, bro. Like Houston team, bro, like they play best defense probably in the NCAA. They run that slow down, I hate that offense where they hold the ball and all that foolishness, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's tough to beat. A team like that get up on you, hey, you're in trouble. So definitely Purdue. Close second, North Carolina. Close second.
Okay. What do you think Purdue will be? What round? What round do you think you're going to get bouncing?
Probably Sweet 16, because in the Sweet 16, they're going to either be facing Kansas, most likely, or Gonzaga.
Okay.
Two well coached teams, and two teams that have a lot of NBA talent, and it could beat anybody. Purdue plays through their big guy. Forgive me, I can't think of his name right now. But in a tournament style, that can get you in trouble. A lot of ups and downs. These kids like to run.
I don't know. I gotta go against you on that, because I think having, as long as they can control the pace and they can get a constant barrage of him in the paint, they get people in foul trouble and he can hit free throws, I think that'll go well for them. I just don't think they're committed to doing that time and time again.
I just want to point out the fact real quick that we refer him as the whoever you talk about is he. I think we all know who we're talking about. I think the big guy from Purdue, right? Because we don't know his name.
Nobody knows his name.
That goes back to our point of saying that, you know,
the Edie. Tournament is
Edie. His tournament Edie. Is terrible. All right, we're gonna learn his name.
Who? We don't know. The big guy.
Big guy.
Yeah.
Big Edie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if I had to vote for, honestly, I'm going to go a different route, because it's easy to say that Purdue is going to get knocked out, but I've seen their track. It's really easy. I don't, I like Kansas and Gonzaga, but I think Kansas is missing some of the players for the tournament and just lost one of their main guys. And I don't know what Gonzaga's been up and down this year, so it's hard to see what they're going to have. But that being said, I think Houston's going to be the first team out.
You're right.
Only reason why I say that is because, like, just like bowl season, you can't bet on the Pac-12. Tournament time, you can't bet on Big 12. You can't, because every time I bet on Kansas, and when they're their best, they get bounced. every time.
I don't know. Every time I pick Kansas, they win. I don't pick them that often.
I do, though.
I don't pick them at all.
I fall for it every time. I'm like, Kansas is a one seed. Ooh, Final Four. Let's go. They're out in the second round. They don't even make this. my sheet's done by day two.
My sheet's going to be done the first game.
I think Houston, Texas A&M is going to be a good one. I think Texas A&M is a 9 seed. I think they win the first round. They beat whoever the 8 seed is, and I think they're going to give Houston trouble. I hope.
Right.
So I hope you're right, boy.
Yeah, man. You know, this is just one of the things that we gotta put it out there. You put it out in the world, you know?
Right.
All right, tough, man.
Let me see. As much as I want to say, be a hater and say North Carolina because I hate them, I can't say them. It's going to be UConn. I think UConn's going to get out of there early.
Yes, I like it.
It's going to be UConn. UConn. I don't. I'm looking at their path or whatever the path they would have to take.
It's tough.
It's tough. It's a really tough one, and I haven't seen enough of UConn this season to think they will, you know, do anything. I think Auburn will take them out, to be honest with you. And if they were to meet, it would be what, in the Elite Eight? Elite Eight or
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. So yeah, of course. Yeah. So I think Auburn takes them out in the Sweet 16.
You're all right, man. I like that.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with all this. Yes.
But that's cool, man. But on the flip side of that, there's always a Cinderella pick. There's always a team that get behind, like everybody gets behind and they do their thing. Who do you think that Cinderella team's gonna be?
I got one.
All right.
McNeese State.
Ooh.
Coached by one Will Wade, got fired from LSU from impermissible, which is crazy. Think about that now. But they got caught paying athletes basically. But I think he's an excellent coach. I think he has the way the transfer portal is. Some of these smaller schools, man, I think they're even better than they were previously before, because they're getting these half the team are transfers, you know. So like they're getting 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds, you know, kids who've been in programs for a long time. They're strong, they're grown, you know, and you get those kids playing together, they can become, you know, a pretty tough out. It happened with last year with San Diego State. They had that super old team and they were tough. They were a tough out. It took a very good UConn team to put them out.
San Diego State, by the way, is back in there.
Yeah.
They're back in the tournament.
Really good coach, man. They have a really good program. But I'm gonna go McNeese State, and then I'm gonna go it's not really a Cinderella, I feel like, but I'm gonna throw them in there. Daytona.
Hey, okay. All right. What about you, Hollow Point?
Give me Grand Canyon University.
Huh? That's what I'm talking about, dog.
Let's go Havocs.
Let's go. That school don't sound like a commercial you'll see at 3 o'clock in the afternoon between Jenny Jones and the Ricky Lake show.
Grand Canyon.
You trying to figure out what to do with your life? You see Grand Canyon University?
I know. You sitting on the couch. Why don't you go play in the Final Four?
Right. I gotta make it at least to the Sweet 16.
Oh no! Boy, they got a first. Hey.
They get their 12 seed.
Mm.
They, you know who they play? You see who they play?
I do.
Okay. Okay.
Bro, I don't have to be right. That's what I'm so doing right now. I ain't got to be right. I might be.
hey, you're right. You know what I'm saying? You're right.
Hey, worse than happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's go. Grand Canyon.
I think they like to shoot, too. I think they like to shoot three.
Yeah, they throw them up. They're out of the West.
Did you have another one?
No.
Okay, Grand Canyon. You going Grand Canyon?
I like St. Mary's, of course, but they're a higher seed. If I had to go one more, I would say Oregon, the 11th seed.
Mm-hmm.
I got them winning. I got them upset in the first round.
Mm.
Second round going to be a little murky, but I at least got the win in the first round, so I would say Oregon.
You know what? Give me UAB. Let's go Blazers.
I like that one.
Let's go Blazers.
I gotta take them. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because it was either them or North Carolina State. North Carolina State is sneaky good. Plus, they beat Duke twice this year.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. I guess when they get into other parts of the conference and play, they ain't that great, but they beat Duke twice. So I've seen them and just the way they've been playing ball, man, is I think they have a really good chance of doing it going forward. I would say probably like
Sweet 16, obviously. Both teams, UAB. I think UAB can make the Sweet 16 too. Who they have upset? I think they have San Diego State.
UConn.
And then hey, there you go, UConn. Oh, <yes. laughs> there you go, UConn. UAB beating UConn. So yep. There you go. That's for me. I'm good. I got one more question for you. What round do you think your bracket will bust?
When the first game? when the first
set? Second day, dude.
Second day?
Yep.
Horace, what about you, bro? What you think?
First day, I'm out of there, bro.
I'm telling you, like, I'm on this streak, man. 3 years in a row, first game. Out the gate, my shit is done.
Bro, that's why.
See, what happens to me is I get sucked in, right? So the first day, I get like 14 out of 16, right? And I'm just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling I'm myself a little bit, right? It's like, y'all can't touch me, right? Second day, 7 out of 16. I'm out of there. Y'all first two Final Four teams. It's like, all that shit gone. Just like that. Like, that's how my shit be, bro.
It's the first most impossible shit ever, bro.
Yeah.
It is. It's hard.
Most impossible shit ever, bro.
It's hard.
Stupid hard, bro. Even that year I got the Sweet 16 right, it didn't go how I picked it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you, he go from sugar to shit. And it's
I lost multiple games. It just the Sweet 16 part was right. Mm. That shit hard, bro.
It is.
Hard. Impossible. Impossible.
It's the same thing as one of the years I picked Kansas. It's like, okay, Kansas is going to win. Kansas eliminated first round.
But Duke used to let me down.
Bro, hey, listen.
They lost to Florida Gulf Coast. The year they lost to Florida Gulf Coast.
No. We talk about Lehigh. That's the year they lost to Lehigh.
That's right.
They lost to Lehigh. God. And then it was before that, I think it was 07, they lost to Virginia Con VCU. I think it's VCU. Mm-hmm. They lost VCU.
VCU. What year? They had a good run.
Anthony Grant was their coach.
And then there was what game was that? I think it was 2013 when they played Louisville. The same game that dude broke his leg.
Oh.
That was like the most gruesome shit I've ever seen in my life. Live on TV. You heard it snap.
You heard the
What pop. Was his name? Ware or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was Ware.
He came back, but he never came
Why
back.
Why am I rubbing my leg right now like it happened to me?
But yeah, Duke. Like I would always have to pick two Duke tournaments, like one seriously, and then one where I would take Duke to win. I had to go fill that other bracket out. So moving on to the NFL, there was a big quarterback room has improved. First started off with a trade to Russell Wilson. Who was sent to Pittsburgh, and he just signed. He was intending to sign
free agent.
That's right, because Denver released him,
right?
And he signed with Pittsburgh. And then there was a trade that sent Justin Fields from Chicago to Pittsburgh because what's his face? Pickett,
small baby hands.
Baby hands didn't want to compete, so they sent his ass to Philly.
Yeah,
and ended up trading for.
Yeah.
His interview was so smug too, man. When he was with the Kenny Baby Hands, they were asking about not why did he leave and why he didn't want to compete for the job, and he was just like, you know, it just wasn't meant for me there, you know, just speaking in private, just you know, I'm happy it worked out the way it did, you know, just blah blah blah, and like the irony is he's going to be a backup. Like he didn't go for another place to be a starter. He went to a place to be a backup, whereas he could have either started where he was and where he had a legit chance to fight for his position, or he would have been a backup and we didn't have to do anything. And now you don't know what kind of person he is, and now you do. So
all right. So what do you guys think about this situation with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? How do you think that's gonna pan out for Pittsburgh itself?
I think it could work out perfect. I think the Steelers probably made one of the best moves they made in years, man. Because Justin Fields, I know it's a lot of people out there who love Justin Fields, man. But I just want to be honest with the people. Justin Fields is not a good quarterback. He's just not. He's not. He can make plays. He's extremely athletic. He has a lot of ability. But whether it was because of coaching, whether because of you know, players around him, like wide receivers, offensive line, things like that, he just did not perform well, and he needs more seasoning. And that's okay. I know this is a lost word for people in the sports world, but, you know, people still have to develop. People can get better. It's okay. And who else to get better behind than Russell Wilson? Now, is he like some kind of superstar as he once was or whatever? I know that's all debatable and things, but no. One thing he is the ultimate pro. I watched TJ Houshmandzadeh talk about how players in the NFL don't learn from coaches. They learn from other players. They watch veterans. Oh, that's how you work out. Oh, that's how you study. Oh, that's how you stay long and put in the work to do what you need to do. And Justin Fields did not have that in Chicago. And he will have that now. And not only will he have that as far as the quarterback rooms go, which, man, bravo to the Steelers, man. If you can improve a position, the way that the Steelers improved their quarterback room, that's nothing but A+, A+, A+. No matter how you feel about the players, but what they had last year, Trubisky and Lil Hand, what y'all call them?
Baby hands. Yeah, we want to make sure that's in there. Baby hands.
I'm a boy with the mashed potatoes and what's your
Yeah. Get out of my hand, bro. Get out of my hand.
A plus for the Steelers for me, bro. Like, you can. They did a great job, in my opinion. And good luck to Russell, because I think I know everybody different. I personally believe, like, he deserves this. Like, he.
Oh, yeah.
He deserves it. I hope
I'm going to take it a step further than you said, because I agree with everything you just said, even with the fact that I don't think Fields is a good quarterback. I've said this since like forever. Like, this is year four for him. And like, by this point, you either improving or you're going to be who you are at this point. I don't think there's no level of vast improvement that's going to happen for you. If it hasn't happened already, like, either you got it or you trying to get it or you don't have it. And I just think he's one of those. He's a good runner. He's a good athlete. And if they have him for that situation, then that's great. But I also think that Russell Wilson is a good quarterback for him to learn behind, where you actually learn this part of the game. And I think that's part of the problem with Fields is this part. He don't know this part of the game yet. Like, it's still too fast for him. And he thinks he can just outrun everybody. And he's going to come to find out that he's not faster than them when he's running to them. Like, it's not, like, they're waiting for you. So it's like, but anyway, as far as Russell Wilson goes, I still think he's a fantastic quarterback. I just think he's got a bad rap for these past stop with Sean Payton. I think Sean Payton did him dirty. I think toward the end of his tenure with Seattle, I think they had grown tired of him. He had grown tired of them. And I just think he just hadn't had a chance to have his feet on a consistent setting where people actually support him.
Right.
And I think once he gets that opportunity, I think you'll be able to see him in his best light. You know what I mean? Like, he's a great quarterback. I think he's a positive guy. He's always, you know, on the sidelines. Hey, let's go. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. His energy is always good, whether it's fake or not. I don't know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people call him phony, call him square, you know what, call him whatever. But I've seen him play on, you know, when the time shifts is down and him make plays.
Hey, that calling him phony, calling him square, that has shit to do with what he does on the field.
Well, no, what they say is like the stuff that he does on the sideline. What I mean by that is the stuff on the sidelines, not his off the field stuff.
Okay, you know, like, yeah, because like, yeah,
people, when he's over talking, like, come on, let's go, we could do this. They thinking like he's doing it because people are looking at him, kind of thing. Like, he's not, it's not genuine when he says it. So it's like, the players are waiting for him to shut up and go past them so he can be done with it, kind of thing.
Right.
He doesn't garner the team. He doesn't galvanize the team because they don't necessarily believe when he's doing it. It doesn't come off as genuine. That's hearsay. But I like him, and I hope he gets a fair shake. And I actually hope they get something out of Fields. Like you said, they got a great deal for both of them. I mean, you get – they don't have to pay only, I think it'd be like $6 million for Russell, and he's owed $38 million from from Denver. So
just give me whatever.
And then they got Fields for like a sixth rounder. So
something like
that. I mean, yeah, win-win, Pittsburgh.
Yes. If he get hurt, you got a running back that can run around and make plays possibly.
All right. So how many games do they improve?
Who, the Steelers?
Steelers, yeah.
I think the Steelers can be a 10-win team.
10-win?
10-11, 10-11. 10, you know, they made the playoffs last year with, you know, trash.
Right.
And Russell Wilson, like he said, like Russell Wilson underratedly because of the way he was treated by the Broncos and Sean Payton had a pretty underrated year. He actually was pretty decent. He had some real bad games.
He was.
He had some real bad games, but I don't think it was completely his fault. Like remember the Dolphins put 80 on them, some insane
70,
like
yeah. 70, yeah,
70,
yeah,
70,
like their defense was horrible,
right?
Yeah,
horrible. Yeah. Like then, like that type of pressure on a quarterback and an offense can create chaos. Yeah. Exhibit A, Super Bowl. I'm at the Ravens and the Chiefs. Why is the Ravens not running the ball? Run the ball. Yeah, it's easy to say that shit till you play Patrick Mahomes, goddamn, and you see he's heating up on your ass. Shit, you keep running the ball.
That punches a mug, man. It's real.
It's real. Yeah, run the ball more. We got to run the ball. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes going up and down the damn field. Run it a little more. Yeah, you run it you want to. Go on, run it. Run your ass right out the playoffs. Shit. Oh, and hey, that's who we should have talked about. Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry. Yeah. You like that Bama boy, huh? You like that Bama boy?
Nope.
You know, honestly, he's a Raven now. Honestly, yeah. I'll tell you what.
Raven.
Back when it was 2016 when he got drafted?
Yeah.
2015,
yeah.
2016 when he got drafted. Second round, right? The Giants held a pick. And I was like, if you guys don't pick fucking Derrick Henry right now.
Man, you're going to hurt yourself doing that, dude. The Giants had a pick. Come on, dude.
It wasn't Dan Jones. It ended up being Eli fucking Apple.
Yep.
I was so tight because I want Forrest. I wanted Derrick Henry in. Giants blue with all my soul.
Bro,
let me tell you something. I like Alabama players. I just don't like that. I don't fuck with that school. Once they leave that school, I'm good with them.
Bro.
Everybody except Mac Jones because he's trash.
Some of this stuff ain't rocket science, bro. Some of this stuff ain't. either obvious.
Don't say that to the Giants, bro.
Eli Apple or Derrick Henry. Now, I get it, right? You want the project. Oh man, he's 6 foot tall. He run a 4.3. What does the tape say? When you put those two tapes on, who the hell you drafting?
Huh? Who jump off the tape first?
One of them weight 240. Nobody want to tackle. Come on, man.
Yeah,
and that's what we had. Like,
Henry's a fucking locomotive.
That's when we didn't have it back, and no one in the backfield. That's when we didn't have any back. You know, said before Saquon, we got Saquon.
So you a this Giants before. Fan?
I'm a Giants fan. Yeah.
So you a Giants fan? So you might be with me. We might both need to take breaks from our team.
Let me tell you this right now. White Mike, when he is now a Chargers fan.
Yeah,
when he first started doing this Cowboys this podcast, White Mike was a Cowboys fan. Yeah. White Mike was like, you know what? I'm so pissed off. Like one day, like out of the blue,
I'm done. With
out
him.
Of the blue, out bro, of the blue, he jumped on, and he was like,
it was either going to be Titans or the Chargers.
Bro, it was the Titans or the Chargers. And I thought he was leaning towards the Titans.
The Giants are in love with the one, JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Bro, if they do it, bro,
they're gonna do it.
I'm just
thinking the dumbest shit you should possibly do with your pick. That's
what Daniel Jones,
bro.
That's all I'm
Daniel
saying.
Jones. This is how I found out Daniel Jones was coming to the Giants. Right, I'm watching Endgame. It's the premiere, Avengers Endgame. Right, and I think it's at a part when it gets like really quiet, like right before the boom or whatever. Before Thanos comes back and he attacks the headquarters, you know what I'm talking about? So So right before that, like, it was like a little quietness, you know, saying so you see Hulk and everybody was just, oh no, is it Ant-Man? I was just chilling. I get a notification. I look at my watch and it was like the Giants select Dane Jones. I was like, who? Everyone like,
the point guard.
I'm like, the point guard from Duke. Like, who the fuck is Dane Jones?
Again. He's like,
is he the power forward? Right.
He's oh, no. The point guard.
The tape. Again, the tape.
Right.
The tape, bro. The tape, bro.
I'm so mad.
He I'm worked so out mad. With Eli Manning and Peyton. And then it was like, oh, he worked. Next Eli. Next Eli. Like, it, shit, boy, Eli might as well be Tom Brady with that boy. That boy.
I know. Might man. As well. Might as well. I'm about done. I'm about done. This, I'm so close to being a Rams fan.
If J.J. So McCarthy, close. Dog, if they draft J.J. McCarthy, bro, I wouldn't blame anybody for leaving them, bro. That's going
too far. I'm so close. This Saquon thing, like letting Saquon go, is been like heavy on my heart. But if they draft that dude, I'm probably just going to have to go buy me a Puka Nacua jersey.
If you the Giants, bro, at that point you have to do anything to stop that. Like I'm gonna overpay them, bro. I know they don't like paying running backs, and that's taboo. you know, mm-hmm. I get that shit. You know what I'm saying? But fuck it. If I'm the GM, I'm going to the owner. He our best player, and the fucking Eagles trying to get him. Like, we gotta pay him.
We gotta pay him. Like, you don't see that. They like, oh, no, that's good.
We gonna see this bitch 2 times a year, bro. You're gonna be pissed. You're gonna be pissed.
I wanted to fight David Gettleman for, like, the longest. It was on site with David Gettleman for the longest. But now he's gone. But, like, this new dude, yeah, he probably wanted to catch his hands, too.
Bro, they can pay me $100,000 a year, a couple hundred. Nah, that's too cheap. They can give me a couple $100,000 a year, be these GMs, you know, sidekick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, hey, Horace, we think, man, Saquon Barkley might go to the Eagles. No,
he can't give go him anywhere. What the fuck you want.
Just give it up. He wants Horace. He wants $30 million a year. Fuck it. Hey, fuck it. We'll see. He can't go to the Eagles.
Can't go to the Eagles. Send him to the Rams. You can go anywhere else. You send him to the Bears. You send him anywhere else but Philadelphia. But no. They send him to Philadelphia.
No.
They let him go there. No. They let him go there. No. That's ridiculous.
If they can sign him, we can sign him.
All right. Let's move on a little bit. Hey, the NBA season is we're about like a month out from closing. So it's like about a month left of
something like that.
Close to it, like a few weeks, right?
A few weeks.
The play-in teams mm-hmm. starting to shape up, man. Mm-hmm. In the East, so far you have in number 7 seed, you have Indiana, followed by the Miami Heat in 8. And then you got the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks. The Brooklyn Nets are on the outside looking in. Looks like they're back by 4 games, right? So over in the West, it's a little bit tighter. You have Dallas at 7. You have Phoenix at 8. You have the Lakers holding down the 9 spot. And then the Golden State Warriors holding down the 10 spot for the last part of the play-in. Then Houston is out like 3 games. Who do you guys think? Who do you think gets into the play-in? And who? And how far do you think they're going to go into the playoffs? Like, do you think Houston has a chance to catch Golden State or even like beat the Lakers? You know, catch the Lakers or whatever.
I mean, to say they don't have a chance would be kind of, I don't know, it would be loose to say they don't have a chance.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to make that type of move. They don't win on a consistent enough basis to say they're going to all of a sudden put 4, 5, 6 good games together, which you're going to need to even try to surpass them at this point.
And they lost old boy, too. They lost the big man.
Yeah, they lost the big man for the season. So that's a huge drop. For them. So I think the teams that are in both play-ins right now are going to be there just in terms of where they're going to be. Like, for instance, the West, both the Suns and the Mavericks are tied. So which one's going to be 7, which one's going to be 8? And then Sacramento, they just a half a game behind Sacramento in the 6th spot. So it's like those 5 teams are going to be fighting. I think LA and Golden State are kind of going to be in the play-in. It's like who's going to be where. So as you're looking at it, you're going to have the Suns, the Warriors, and the Lakers all in the play-in. So that only means one of them it's only one of them gonna make it out of that three.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, especially if the Golden State's not, or Golden State's 10, Lakers are 9. So it's gonna be 9 versus 10. So one of them ain't gonna make it. And then the winner of that one gotta play the loser of the other one. So it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be wild, man. It's just, you hate to see it as a Laker fan to have to resort to that. But at the same time, some people think there shouldn't even be a play-in situation. I think Charles Barkley was one of those ones that mentioned that it was made up and it was stupid and all that stuff. But he be spouting off sometimes. I don't. A lot of something comes off a little ignorant on purpose, in my opinion. But
yeah.
I think the West is a lot more compelling than the East because I don't care who makes it out of the East. Neither one of them are beating the top two seeds, right? In the West, it's a little bit different because the teams at the top, OKC and Minnesota, are both younger teams. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little more intrigue in the West than in the East. I think Boston and Milwaukee are head and shoulders above everybody else in the East.
Yep.
In the West is Denver and then throw a bucket. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Denver's depend on the matchup. You know, everybody's trying to avoid Denver. They ain't going to say it, but I'm trying to avoid Denver. We don't want no smoke. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We Lakers fans. Once you lose 8 in a row, all right, you got it, man. I'm gonna stay away from you as much as I can.
yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you like 100%. Like everything you said, because the East is basically over with. Yeah. But who cares? Because Atlanta they're not gonna be anybody. Yeah. Chicago Bulls, please. None of these teams, whoever even wins it doesn't even matter who gets in. But even who wins it, they're gonna get smashed the first round. But then in the West, things get a little interesting because you got last year's champion in the play-in. Mm-hmm. You got LeBron James, Lakers, in the play-in. You got KD, Booker, you know, in the play-in. You got Luka, Kyrie in the play. You got more star power in the damn play-in.
That's what I'm saying.
Than you do in the regular season.
You can put an all-star team together in the play.
Yeah, for real. and I truly believe, other than Denver, like you said, Denver's going to be that untouchable. But would it be so far-fetched if the Suns beat OKC? If the Lakers beat the Timberwolves, like that wouldn't be like, oh wow, I can't believe that happened. Like the West for real. Like other than Denver,
anybody could get it.
Anybody could do anything. The Lakers already proved they did it last year. They came out to play in and made it to the conference final. Mm-hmm. So like, I mean, you know, like anything could happen. I'm definitely with you, that bro. I truly believe that the West is like a free fall. Other than the Nuggets, I got too much respect for the Nuggets, man. They for real.
Yeah, man, they earned it. Honestly, over these past couple of seasons, they when they healthy, they're bad motor scooter, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. I would say, I mean, I agree a lot with you guys. The only thing is if Miami makes it to that seventh spot, right? Miami makes it to that seventh spot, that means Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's having nightmares right now. Cold sweats.
Historically. Miami's been that team been a thorn, that proverbial thorn in the Bucks side, and I love it.
Yeah,
I'm just hoping, you know,
they're trying to avoid Dame.
And then plus we get that revenge because we were supposed to have Dame.
Oh, you Heat?
Yeah,
he's a Heat fan. Yeah,
Heat fan.
Man, how you turn this?
I thought you knew this. We talked about this before. We talked about game six of the 2013 NBA Finals.
No, I got PTSD. You know, I got PTSD. You just can't be bringing that up like that.
Hey, my fault.
Oh, that's right, because he's a Spurs fan. Oh,
now I'm gonna be up all night.
Poor Ray Ray.
That perfect ass.
Hey, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you stay up a little bit late too. Kicks
it. It took me a long time to get over that.
Yeah.
I remember just standing at the TV all like 2 hours after the game was over with. Like, what the hell just happened,
man?
I probably jumped in. You ever see those reaction videos of people like they do it for like kick six and they do it for like just different big moments or whatever in sports? Yeah. You see the reaction of like the fans. My reaction probably would have went viral, 100%. I was living in Norwood Apartments at that point in time, and I think and my girl at the time, she was pregnant with Parker, my son Parker. Bro, I jumped. She was asleep on the couch. I jumped up off that couch. I was already mad because, like, we were about to lose. I remember that game. People were walking away. People had left. You know what I'm saying? People had left, and then they came back. And when Ray Allen hit that shot, dude, I jumped. I don't know how I ended up. Somehow, I don't remember what happened inside the apartment, but somehow I ended up downstairs running down the fucking street yelling. People looking at me like, what's going on with this guy? Let's go! Let's go! Ah! Ah! Like, he was like, what's going on with him?
Nothing. Yeah. He crazy. Right. Lost his mind.
That's it. That's it. That's it. But that was that story. Man. Hey, speaking of reactions, we got to react to the dunk of the year. Gotta react to the dunk of the year. If you haven't seen it yet, Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves put John Collins on a poster. Not only did he put him on the poster, he put him on the fucking
injury list.
Check this out.
Daniels goes to the bench. Sexton on the floor. Finally gets that ball inbounded. Knocked away by Alexander Walker. Ooh, look at that. Jazz with a turnover.
Oh. Look out below. Oh, God.
God.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And I think also walking to the locker.
It's worse than watching it again.
He's holding the right forearm.
It's worse when you watch it again.
Collins is still down. I mean, that was nasty dunk. But it looks like
they don't even want to help him get Collins up.
Just go.
No. Now here's the worst one right here. Slow mo.
Collins.
At this point,
oh my God,
which part broken?
Oh, what
was it, the elbow going out? Was it the knee? Was it his shoe?
I think it was his loose arm.
Oh, I'm trying to.
I think it's loose arm.
You saw him hit the end. Oh, it stinks.
Oh, just saw it.
Crooked fingers, never good.
He broke his finger. He jammed his finger.
And Edwards jammed his finger in his eye.
He hits the locker room.
God bless.
Man.
Damn. That was something. I'm telling you that right
Damn,
now.
Damn, son.
I get a 10 out of 10. 10 50. What did he want? I gotta tell you, this is what I told y'all before we started recording tonight. It's on site. I'm telling you. I'm fighting him every day of my life. I just got embarrassed. You just embarrassed me. I'm a professional basketball player. I get paid to do this. And you just embarrassed me on TV. I got to cut you. Got to cut you. I need my get back ASAP.
The clip we watched was from like the Utah Jazz telecast. Like, if I was John Collins, I would request a trade because how dare you play that back and embarrass me like that? Once he gets his bearings back,
no.
Hey, look, nah.
I'm mad forever.
I'll be pissed off, Doug.
Bro, first I want to say, I think Ant-Man is possibly him or Wimby are possibly the new face of the league, and I think it's deserved. I think he's a dog. I think he's a great basketball player. So this ain't no hate. I actually like the Timberwolves. Right. But I don't – even though it's a great athletic feat, me personally, I like, dunks. Like, touch the rim, pull the rim. Like, don't throw it in there. Like, no, bro. Like, hey.
When Blake Griffin dunked on Kendrick Perkins that one time.
I don't like those. I don't like that one. I want a dunk, bro. It's an F. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a great. It's still a 10. It's still a 10 because It's an athletic.
The only thing I will say is,
stupid athletic to do that.
He went up with the intention to get all of the rim.
Yeah.
And like Collins was trying to like kind of prevent him almost.
Yeah.
And because he was still so far up that he was up so high that he could throw the mug in. Like, that is incredible.
And I'm going to tell y'all something that's sad too, bro. I watch a little NBA. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really get too heavy until football season over. I thought John Collins still played for the damn Atlanta Hawks, bro.
Yeah.
When Hughes sent the text, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? The Hawks, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Then I see his big goof ass getting all dunked on. I'll be out for the season. Tell you right now.
For real.
Bro, you just got hit in the head. No, I'm done. I'm out. I'm done.
Low management.
Straight up. Hey, rest in peace of John Collins' ego.
Yeah.
That shit's gone.
He can't even get no more fights with his girlfriend.
You
can't do that shit to Anthony. Yeah. You got all this energy to fight me. What happened to him dunking on your ass?
Your ass laid on the ground like a freak when he hit you.
Now you hurt on the ground. Head. He ain't doing that now.
My head hurt. Your head hurt?
Yeah, crazy.
Hey, man. Y'all go to work today? Did you work today? Did you use your excuse? Yeah. Did you use your excuse? I provided you guys with an excuse.
I did, absolutely. I turned it in.
MLB, the show 24 dropped today.
You got my waiver, dude. We're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been in, this is like one of my favorite video game franchises, like period. Funny, how I got into this franchise is I was actually looking for MVP. You remember MVP baseball back in like 05?
Of course.
With Manny Ramirez. Like probably regarded one of the best video game, baseball video game of all time. That game, that was so dope. I remember playing that game and I was like, man, I want another baseball game. So I went and I found the show and immediately like just going through the gameplay, fell in love with the series right off rip. But 24 dropped and, you know, I pre-ordered and Hollow Point's like, why'd you pre-order? Because I like to get my shit early. But I've been playing for the past like 4 or 5 days. The programs, great. They brought back the Negro League storyline, which is fantastic. Okay. There's also a Derek Jeter storyline, which is awesome too. And then Road to the Show is crazy, where you would have to before you was able like to pick it. It made it more like realistic. Like, so you can't pick a team where you want to go.
Right.
You have to go through the draft. You have to go through the showcase. It's like a four game showcase or whatever. You have to go through that. You have to go through the draft process. You have to go through like a almost like a combine too. So it's pretty dope. It's pretty intense this season. With this year, I think the game's dope.
Awesome. Big game.
Overall,
out of 10,
I would say about a good 9. I'm gonna give it a 9.
So it works. So like I'm on the fence about getting it because you know I get it every year, but I play like 2 seasons of the show of Road to the Show, and then I don't play it anymore. So it's like
right. So is it worth me
getting it?
Yes, like I would say yes, but if you're gonna play just the Road to the Show, if that's what you're just gonna do,
then no. Here's my thing. If I get it this year, I'm gonna get it. Like I'm gonna do Dynasty. I'm gonna do all of that stuff. I'm trying to play online. I'm gonna beat you down again. You know.
Oh my God! Hey! You know how much Tito's I drank that night? Okay.
All right. Yeah, it is what it is.
We definitely might have to have a rematch for sure. Yeah. Get it for sure. Let me know.
Cubs, Yanks. Let's go.
Cubs, Yankees. You know the vibes. You know what's gonna go down. So if you get it, let me know. But definitely, if you get it, definitely venture out. Check out the storylines for sure. Do those storylines. They're very fun. They're easy. You know, so it's not like it's gonna take you like weeks to finish them.
I did those last year. I played them. I got it last year. I did because they had the
Negro Leagues. Yeah,
the Negro League stuff. I played all those. I got through all those scenarios.
The only flack that I'm seeing, and it's not from me, coming from me at all, but the only flack I see is like they incorporated women into the game this year. So you have a chance like to be a woman as a, you know, as a ball player, like going through the league. There's so many people, oh, no, this is bullshit. I don't want this. This is dumb. I don't want to play this. This is not like baseball. Like, it's also a video game. So,
right.
You know, so like just.
Yeah, don't show your true colors.
Yeah.
Don't show your political. Right. You know.
Right. It's a video game. It's
over a video game, bro.
It's a video game.
I'm pretty sure there's a certain amount of people who cares about. Yeah. I'm gonna play the game. Oh, girl, I don't want her. I'm still gonna play the game. Who cares?
Right.
Jesus Christ, boy. They ain't got nothing else to come. Boy, them folks need to get a life, boy.
Yeah. They do,
politics is that it'll mess you up, bro. It sure will.
That's why we try not to talk about that shit here. But when we do, we make fun of the people who just do stupid shit.
Just point and laugh at them.
Like, yeah, you dumbass.
You stupid.
Women can't play baseball. Like, whatever, dude. This fuck they can. But whatever. All right, man. Hey, you guys got any honorable? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You have another question.
I was just gonna ask. So you said you gave it a.
I gave it a nine.
What was your rating? You gave it a nine.
Okay. 9 out of 10. Right. 9 out of 10.
I'm gonna. For that, since you're giving it a 9, I got to check it out. So I'm going to get it.
Check it out.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to give it my own rating. And then I'm going to actually have my son rate it, too, because he likes the game as well.
Oh, for sure. Hell yeah.
That'd he actually dope. Showed me how to use the actual new pitching motion that they had. The
man, that stuff is – oh, you know, there's a new throwing thing, too, like a meter.
Oh, like yeah. A fielder from the fielder?
Yeah, spot? For fielding, yeah. Okay. And also the part about it, because you can do the since like I think it's a couple of years now, you can do the two-way player.
Okay.
Last year I started a two-way player and didn't like it because all I was doing was fucking pitching.
Okay.
But this one
we'll try it out.
You're the DH. So you don't miss nothing. So you make sure you get all those at bats or whatever you want to
that's what's up.
You want to do it. So that's pretty dope. But okay. That's my review, man. You guys got any honorable mentions?
I do.
All right. What's up, Horace?
I'm going to bring some positivity to my people, even though they got eliminated from the playoffs probably 2 months ago. Shout out to Wimbiana, man. He's putting up records that haven't been done since Shaquille O'Neal. The kid is real. He's leading the league in blocks by like 100-some blocks. Mm. He's shooting 38% from the three-point line. The past 2 months, he's averaging like 24 points a game, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. Like, he is the real deal, man. So shout out to Wimbiana. And don't leave us, bro. At least stay at least 6-7 years, bro. Hey, Hewitt, hey, you know about that Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
You know about that Mexican food, bro.
Oh, word, yeah.
Bro, oh, hey, yeah. Get them some churros, get them some Maria tacos.
Some media tacos.
Put some meat on some
bite. You got to put them a care package together, man. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, bro.
I got you, too. I'll send some shit, too. I'll send some shit. For you, just for you, so we can beat them in the finals.
Dagger.
You got to put some meat on that dude. Hollow point, what you got, boy?
Honorable mention to the Baltimore Orioles, who are just straight up Reagan in the spring training.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Blue Jays today, 13-8. Jackson Holliday hit a second home run of the spring. Mm-hmm. Looking for big things for him. I'm not sure if he's going to get called all the way up or he's going to be put in. I know he'll be here this season. I don't know if it's going to be from the start. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing their roster. They look dynamite, man. And I know I ain't trying to like – I'm trying not to get caught up in the whole preseason spring training team because you know how that can go, you know.
Right.
But they look pretty good, man, pitching-wise, roster-wise. I'm excited. I'm excited. Can't wait.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So, yeah, that's my honorable mention is the O's. They are now 19-5. Mm-hmm. So suck it, at least.
Okay, I mean it's just preseason. I mean, it's just
I'm
like,
just saying it's. I know
it's just pre-training.
It is what it is.
Okay,
it is what
right.
it is.
Okay, all right. I'll be back at the bottom of the AL East again pretty soon.
No, we won't think so. It's fine. Nope,
that's cool. I mean, that's
with that, with
that's
that young talent, they won't be at the bottom of much. Okay, Boston congrats. Will be at the bottom.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
My honorable mention is definitely going to go out to a shout out to High Hopes Softball. 2-0. We play Wednesday nights in Cerritos. It's pretty, you know, we have a pretty good team so far. Like, and this is the first, this is the second team, you know, second game of the in the history of High Hopes. So, you know, so shout out to Eddie. Eddie got the first hit. Yours truly with the first home run. But we had someone of this last pass game that hit, went for the cycle. So shout out to the homegirl Yoli for hitting for the cycle. And it, you know, and she says I motivated her because I think she hit a home run, then she hit a triple. I was like, hey, you got the hard part done.
Yeah.
So she, you know, she cleaned it up for that cycle. So shout out to her and shout out to High Hopes Softball. Any parting shots, fellas?
I just want to give a shout out to everybody who's been listening to us, man. We've got we've got another surge of plays. We just recently hit 200,000 plays, which is big for us. Mm-hmm. So I want to say thanks to all the OGs who've been with us for the longest. I still get people hitting me up when we miss a week. Like, I thought it was Truppy Told Tuesday. Where y'all at? And I'm just like, all right, calm down, man. We got it coming. And so we're cooking it right now. So, but shout out to all my OGs, man. Cause like I said, we were good when we had like 40 plays a week. Now we rocking way more than that. So we definitely appreciate everybody. Thank y'all for sharing. Continue to do so. Check us out on all our platforms. We definitely appreciate your patronage and stick with us, man, because we've got more to come. It's only going to get better and better as we go.
Let's go. Horace.
Yeah, man. Same thing, man. You know, I just thank everybody for listening. It really goes a long way. I think I can speak for all of us when I say we do this because we love it. We love sports. It's much appreciated. And keep listening, man. More to come.
Let's go. All right. Piggybacking with this guy, say, hey, appreciate all you listeners out there. All of our day ones out there from day one. You know, when we was getting 10 listeners. Hey, man, I appreciate listening to the show. Hey, man, appreciate it. Thank you so much. So but the fact that we're doing the numbers that we're doing right now is mind boggling to us. And we still can't believe it. But we appreciate the fuck out of it. So we continue doing it. Mm-hmm. We also want you guys to encourage you guys go over to and subscribe to us on YouTube. That's our next big move. We I don't say we're accomplishing the podcast sphere and we want to jump over to the video sphere, the YouTube sphere, but we want to do both. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So support us. If you support us here, go over there and support us there. Appreciate everybody coming out. Shout out to the Elite Sports and Entertainment Network, where you can find us also on the Roku channel on Tuesdays on the Elite Sports Network. Elite Sports and Entertainment Network on Thursdays. That's right, Thursdays at 2:00. So make sure you tune in for that. I really don't have anything else, man. So for Hollow Point, for Horace, for the homie White Mike who can't be here, I am King Hooley. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. Thank you for listening. Come back and listen. Rest in peace, Kobe. We're out here. Peace.